Rick, in preparation for our conversation, I was checking the CNN Money site, and they posted a story called Biggest Losers, the Five Worst State Economies. Now, this is based on their GDP numbers between 2007 and 2013, and Florida is on that list.
Well, that's a natural consequence of a recession, the Great Recession, that's actually driven by a bust in the housing market. And so if you look at the five states that are at the top of the list, three of them, Nevada, Florida, and Arizona, it's really been all about the bust in construction jobs driven by an excessively exuberant bubble in the housing market. And so, yes, we did drop substantially more than the national average in terms of output, in terms of jobs. The silver lining to that particular cloud, though, is that with the economy being in recovery in Florida since really January of 2010 in terms of employment, we have been growing at a somewhat faster rate than the national economy in terms of job creation. And so we are not yet back at the pre-recession jobs figure. The national economy actually hit that mark this last month. We're now back at the employment levels of 8 years ago as we peaked before going into the recession. Florida's not quite there yet, but we will get there over the next several years.
Now, according to the report, you mentioned construction. Another one of the drains is the real estate market.
Well, of course, real estate, residential and commercial in Florida was dinged badly. We saw the big price run-up, which then led into the price collapse. Now, we are seeing strong recovery in some markets in Florida. If you look at Miami, for example, all of those condos, which we thought constituted, some reports said that there was a 20 to 30 year inventory of built yet unsold condos in Miami. Actually, there's been strong demand, particularly from Latin America, Brazil, Venezuela, for condos in Miami. And that market has started to recover substantially. New projects coming up out of the ground. And so we are seeing recovery here in Northwest Florida. We weren't as badly affected by the bubble. Part of that was just dumb luck that we didn't have available real estate on the beachfront, thanks to national parks, military installations. We didn't have the real estate to develop and hit the bubble that South Florida did. But prices have firmed up here in terms of transactions, number of transactions, and sale price. We see the number of transactions is up off the floor. We've been growing for about 4 years in terms of real estate sales. Prices have also recovered somewhat. They're back on long-run trend. You know, over the long run, people tend to buy houses that are worth about three times their household income. That's a pretty stable long-run relationship. And that's about where we are today. So the real estate market is recovering in Florida. We lost a heck of a lot of construction jobs. Over half, about 53% of construction jobs were eliminated as a result of the recession in Florida. Many of those people left the state to find work elsewhere. And so ironically enough, as construction expands now in Florida, some of the issue is that there's not enough skilled workers in construction because it's been so long since there's been substantial construction activity.
Now, Rick, I wanted to just briefly mention that on the upside in Florida is the area of healthcare.
Healthcare, of course, is a persistent job gainer. It did not lose jobs during the recession in any substantial number. It's on its usual upward trajectory. Education, healthcare, those are the two big job drivers. Now, I would project that over the coming years, as there's more pressure for cost containment in healthcare, and as we adopt technological innovations, including information sharing, including better use of data to promote best practices in healthcare, I think that some of the job gains will slow. I mean, and we've actually seen that in the most recent several years. And healthcare and education will start to look a little bit more like the rest of the economy as technology, productivity enhancements make their way into those two key sectors.
We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.